day, we like to step into the weird world of Lance's Trash on the Table. Hit it, Rockstar.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby. Shoot.
Would you break into a house?
No.
Okay, well, why are you in custody, though?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have no idea why you've been arrested?
No idea, sir. Why you got hair coming out your nose?
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Legitimate question.
Oh, wow. Hey, our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. You brought this up to Luganville. The Richard Jewell controversy, the new film by Clint Eastwood that actually dropped to theaters, I guess, late last night.
There's irony in this.
Actress Olivia Wilde on Thursday defended her portrayal of female journalist Kathy Scruggs, Clint Eastwood's new film, Richard Jewell. Now, the film, which reportedly shows Scruggs offering to trade sexual favors for a tip, has been criticized for offering a, quote, false, malicious, and damaging portrayal of Scruggs and female journalists as a whole. Now, look, this might not have gone down with her. I guarantee you this has happened in the past.
Oh, sure, it's happened, but there is absolutely no evidence, apparently, that Kathy Scruggs, the reporter, did this.
No, like, I wouldn't come out on this mic right now, and there are people that are in the business right now that, you know, I would... If you ask me, do you have a lean on whether or not something's happened in the past?
All right. You don't want to name names.
I'm not going to name names.
But the irony of this...
Don't feel like getting sued today, bro.
The irony of this is the entire movie is based on a guy being falsely accused, yet this is what the movie is doing to this reporter.
It is very ironic. Now, on the eve of the film's release, Wilde wrote on Twitter that she considers Scruggs, who worked for the AJC, who died in 2001, a, quote, bold, smart, fearlessly undeterred reporter. I cannot even... contemplate the amount of sexism she may have faced in the way of duty.
So let's add to it. That's what we're going to do. And, you know, the fact that she's also deceased, Lance, and can't defend herself, that's even worse.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
You wonder if she's still living, if you even put in this based on the fact that you might have to take on some kind of lawsuit.
I'm very disappointed in Clint Eastwood for doing this. Very disappointed. I think it's an unnecessary storyline, too. Why even include it?
Yeah,
you gotta have some artistic liberty.
Well, yeah, but
I know, but
you've got to sex this movie up. Yeah. It's about a guy bombed.
But if Clint Eastwood, he seems like a guy.
Drama.
He said on record, this is a film he's been wanting to do a lot of time because he wanted to get the truth out.
Okay,
Clint Eastwood.
Well, he's not doing that.
But he strikes me as a guy. But we don't know that though.
Well, but you don't know that he is. Yeah, I mean,
but
now
he strikes me as
doubt.
A guy that would do the due diligence, and then he had his opinion whether she did or whether she didn't. Now you're right. We'll never know.
But it brings into doubt everything else in the movie to me. If you're going to take artistic liberty with this, what else are you taking artistic liberties with?
Again, I don't know the depth of this, but if Clint Eastwood talked to whoever gave her the tips, and he was the guy that said he received the sexual favors.
Yeah, I'm not sure he can be trusted,
Yeah, but I mean, why would he say that? I mean, that's slimy in itself if somebody comes out and admits.
Sure. Hey, people lie all the time, though.
Okay, I've got this. We were talking about Christmas trees over the last couple of weeks and what people would actually pay for a Christmas tree. Around here, what is the average Christmas tree? $80?
Yeah, I have no clue.
I'm all artificial. You know this by now.
I think it's about $80.
Yeah.
Depending on the size, you can get a good 8-footer for like $80.
$10 a foot.
New York, it's a little more expensive. Recent report from the New York Post shows that tree vendors around the Big Apple showed varieties of different trees being sold at rates as high as $6,500.
I beg your pardon?
Other sellers price select trees in the $850 to $2,500 range. Now, Fraser firs are these pricey species currently experiencing a shortage due to farmers in North Carolina having not planted as many trees during the 2008 recession since...
That's what my family is. We are always Fraser firs. Always.
I tell you, I'm very brand loyal.
That is a very popular brand, though. Now, since the plants take about 10 years to mature, fewer are available now. This, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. Now, the heftiest $6,500 price tag was found at Soho Trees, which has 7 stands located throughout Manhattan. Now, despite the cost, sales manager told the outlet they are now sold out of 20-foot Frasers.
When do you think the first meeting of the year is for the National Christmas Tree Organization?
It's got to be a couple of days after. Yeah,
we're going to do that early. It's probably in April.
Let them unwind a little bit, but I think it's pretty quick out of the gate. Okay, I got the most popular Christmas movies by state. In Arizona, it's Elf, where it actually took place, right? Yeah, I think it was Phoenix.
Elf?
What?
No, not Elf. I'm thinking of Bad Santa.
Yeah, I was going to say
Elf. I believe Elf was in New York City, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
Bad Santa was Phoenix.
Man, Phoenix
Arizona's Elf. Illinois, It's a Wonderful Life. California likes Home Alone. Montana, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Not a big fan of that.
What's the cartoon version, I think? Not the Jim Carrey version.
Nevada is Christmas Vacation. New Mexico likes Charlie Brown's Christmas. Vermont is Die Hard. Controversial there.
Oh, yeah.
Heard a guy in an office I was in the other day talking about Die Hard is the best Christmas movie. I think some people just say that.
Yeah, because they know it's an ongoing thing.
Tennessee, The Nightmare Before Christmas. And Alabama, do you want to guess what our most popular Christmas movie by state?
I would have said Christmas Vacation, but you've already thrown that in somewhere.
We've got a tie to this today.
Oh, there's a bunch of repeats.
Oh, A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Christmas Story, 24 states have it number one.
Yeah, just a little tease. Scheduled to join us on our Christmas Eve special. Is that when this is airing?
Yes.
Christmas Eve special, Zach Ward, who played Scott Farkas on A Christmas Story.
Kid with the yellow eyes.
He's a bully. My God, I believe me, he had yellow eyes. Yep.
Nobody liked him on that movie.
Wore a coonskin cap, too. Yep.
So TLC has unveiled the trailer this week for its upcoming reality series, Hot and Heavy. Brown, do you want to guess what Hot and Heavy is about?
And it's on TLC?
It is.
I'm going to guess it's about people that are overweight near the equator.
You got to have them, right? This series will center on mixed weight relationships, men who love plus-sized women. Now, the show launches next month and will follow three couples, Joy and Chris, Kristen and Rusty, and Adriana and Ricardo. Over 3 one-hour episodes, the couple will be shown dealing with public judgment and confronting skeptical friends and family. Ricardo goes on record to say, quote, we're just two people that are different sizes, and I don't feel like there should be a stigma behind it. Rusty says, quote, I absolutely love Kristen's size. I wouldn't mind if she would get a little bigger. Now, Kristen, by the way, shown on a scale, weighing 329 pounds.
And he wants her bigger.
It's like almost like a fetish thing where they feed them. Like, you need to eat more. I'll buy you ice cream tonight. You need to eat more. I want you bigger.
I'm probably not going to watch this. You're going to have to tell me how this turns out.
So do you think there's more out there that don't let the wife or girlfriend eat a snack or a dessert than actually feed them more?
Oh, yes.
Don't let?
Without doubt.
Well, are they in bondage? You're not eating that.
Put it back. Weird story here. A Michigan man who lost a thumb in a woodworking accident found a replacement for the missing digit. Do you want to guess what direction he went with it?
I'm going to say he went with his big toe.
He did go with his big toe.
I mean, it looks like a thumb. It's the thumb of the foot.
No, it really doesn't look like a toe.
I mean, it doesn't look like a thumb. I mean, it's about the size of...
He'd be a hell of a hitchhiker, wouldn't he?
He has... You really know when he likes it. He'd be a good comedist.
Wait a minute. How much bigger is your toe than
he's got pictures where he's...
Okay. And it's at least twice the size.
Yeah, it's thick as hell, man.
You think my big toe's twice the size of my thumb?
You couldn't pivot off that thumb. There's no way. You give Michael Jordan those thumbs, he can't dunk.
Yeah. My thumb? Do you think my thumbs are small?
No, I'm not saying that, but they're a lot smaller size than a big toe. Yeah, I mean, they're normal size.
I don't want to take
thumbs.
My shoe off
here. Don't get insecure about it.
No.
We don't want you to. Okay, so
look at the pictures. He's updated pictures.
Let me tell you the story. Aiden Atkins was making a gift for his then girlfriend.
Right.
When he noticed that what he thought was a piece of wood fly across the room.
Oh, that's not wood after all.
Was not wood. It was his left thumb. Quote, I realized that what I had seen fly was not anything to do with a piece of wood. It was actually my thumb. It didn't hurt at all, not even a little bit. Now, unfortunately, neither Atkins nor his family could find the missing extremity. How far did it spit the thumb?
Well, those things are powerful.
Like, I was always really good in the neighborhood at finding the ball that went in the bushes.
Yeah, you think you can find his thumb?
I would have found his thumb.
There's another thing. If it's your thumb, how long do you look before you just give it that's a lost cause.
Found John Wayne Bobbitt's junk in a lawn, right? Yeah.
Probably bigger than the thumb.
Oh.
It said probably.
Okay, so obviously emergency room doctors unable to reattach it. For months, Atkins lived without a thumb, which, I don't know if you realize this, accounts for roughly 40% of hand function.
Oh, it's what separates us from a lot of the animals.
Now, eventually, however, Atkins, who enjoys target practice and working in taxidermy, decided he wanted to explore options for replacing his thumb. How many times do you think he looked at one of the dead animals he was stuffing to see if they had something that would work for his thumb?
Oh, man, I could have a badger claw.
Now, in August, doctors at the University of Michigan, they removed his index toe, and they reconstructed the toe to the thumb on his left hand. There you go. Incredible story there. Okay, and finally, if you're going to one tonight, this is how you're supposed to throw an office holiday party your employees will not dread or skip, according to Vice.com.
All right, bosses, listen up.
First one, the correct day for an office party is Thursday. We're having ours on a Wednesday.
We are. I understand Thursday because some people could punch out work on Friday or you just survive one day.
Now, I agree with this. So weekends are for personal time. Don't take up your staff's Friday or Saturday evening.
I agree completely.
Now, here's another one. The party should start between the hours of 5 and 7. Any earlier, and everyone is stressed about finishing all their work. Any later, and you're just keeping people at the office late.
Okay. I'd say 6:30 is a good start time.
If dates aren't allowed, there should absolutely be an open bar. And if there is an open bar, there should absolutely be real food. Karaoke should be banned.
100%.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
Not
a fan?
No. It's just way too awkward for everyone.
There's two types. The one guy that's funny and the one guy that takes it too seriously.
Right. And yeah, there's really nothing in between.
And they clash.
Yeah.
Now, Brown, you're going to have to keep up with this one for next Wednesday. Any speech, it should be really short and happen at the beginning.
I agree.
It's acceptable for, at most, one company leader to say a few kind words about the workers. Anything beyond that is excessive.
Employees, go around the room to all department heads. Everybody speak.
Employees are already required to listen to their bosses talk every day.
Exactly. I don't need that at Christmas, too.
And finally, if people are required to be in the office the next morning, there should be free bagels and coffee for everyone.
Oh, that next morning, free bagels and coffee?
You think that'll happen here?
I'm going to say you don't expect that here on Thursday.
We got a kitchen full of cookies.
That's true. We got cookies all over the building today. That's Trash on the Table presented by
Our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online mortgageright.com.
Bueller says, you think it's possible to replace a thumb with a lobster claw? How awesome would that be if you just lifted your hand and you had a lobster claw?
I don't think it's going to be awesome.
Dude, you got to shake Jake's hand. Oh, my God.
Be careful. That is Trash on the Table. More of your phone calls next. 846 on the Jocks Roundtable.